Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the two deeps released on Tuesday from the Wilson camp as we continue our countdown to kickoff Saturday against Southern Illinois. And certainly the defensive crew of coordinator Brian Knorr itching to get going on Saturday. We look at the defensive secondary, something that a lot of us will be watching here over the next few weeks. We find young Tony Fields at strong side safety, redshirt junior, Noel Padmore along with Rashard Fant at the corners. And since we're talking D today, Coach, how about D for Dutra, Chase Dutra, the expected leader?
Chase is really the guy that's had the most experience back, and it's been a guy that kind of kept the young guys intact back there. As a free safety position, we moved him from strong to free safety. He makes a lot of the checks, a lot of the communication back there. I think he eases those guys a little bit when he's back there. Moved a few guys, but the guys we've moved, Dutra and Mangieri, are the sharpest guys on our team. So they knew the positions, knew what the assignments were, but most of our guys are in the same positions. We're asking them to do many of the same things we did last year. We actually moved some put Latham and Green in a better position for them from a standpoint of letting them do what they do best. Having two springs and a fall in the system, whether it's their blitz techniques, hopefully we're seeing benefits right now on the ability we've been able to get after our offense a little bit. You know, guys feeling better. Our offense has gone against us for 15 practices in the spring and 20-some practices now, and so they'll know us a little bit better than our opponents will, and we're feeling pretty good about being able to compete with them.
Well, that is defensive coordinator Brian Knorr, so away we go Saturday at 4 against the Salukis. In the Zone, Dave and Glass will embellish more on these two deeps on In the Zone, and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
27 national tournaments in 22 years and counting. Yep, the 28th coming up. ASA National Slow Pitch Tournament, the Class D Northern Territory, unfolding over the Labor Day holiday weekend here in town. And as Parks Chief Mekren Eisen, who still serves as State Amateur Softball Association Commissioner, well, this is going to be the first adult event in, over a decade.
At the time, we had 72 teams come to Bloomington and play in that first national event. And ever since then, except one year, 2005, we've had at least one ASA national tournament. And that streak is almost unheard of around the country.
A city and county our size.
With new parks being built all over the country, people spending tens of millions of dollars on their facilities, and still we're able to compete nationally, and that's a tribute to the great work of the people here, the CBB, the Visit Bloomington staff, our staff, and the friendliness of our community when people arrive here. They're just really surprised, and pleasantly so, by Hoosier hospitality. It's not just a slogan.
Dan, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, and they spend money, they leave money, and over the years in all of these nationals, why don't you tell me, $24+ million now. That's since 93 now.
That's correct, and it's, some of the events generate more than others.
That's Bloomington Parks Director and State ASA Commissioner Mick Renheisen. Tried to add it all up, but $24 million in economic impact speaks volumes, and over this particular time and decades, over 1,300 teams have participated in Bloomington-based national events. Now, number 28 this Labor Day holiday weekend out at Twin Lakes. Later tonight, Dave and Glass and In the Zone. Your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.